The following program is not a production of Audio Journal. External programs like this are selected with the interests of our audience in mind and with the goal to inform and entertain. The opinions expressed in this program do not reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. Thank you for listening to Audio Journal.
Opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the respective program contributors and do not necessarily reflect the views held by the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Welcome in. Take my hand. Say hello to who you know and who you don't and who you can. We'll give promise to your springtime and beginnings to your ends. We'll try not to be cautious, we'll be friends.
Welcome in, everyone, to Visibilities on Friday evening, April 17th. I had to stop and figure out which week we were in. April 17th, I'm Terry Pacheco. I want to first of all thank Larry Gassman for streaming us this evening and Sheila Young for hosting for us this evening. And this is going to be a fun night. There is one thing, Sheila, that I forgot to ask you is I am going to need you to pay attention to the hands. Usually I do it.
Okay.
But I can't read cards and do that at the same time.
No problem.
Thanks. We are playing our, usually we try to do a semi-annual Baby Boomer Trivia Night. It's always been quite popular. And tonight I expect it'll be the same way. And anyone that is listening on, has joined us here in the Zoom room, or you're listening on ACB Media One, welcome. If you're on Media One and you want to jump in and play for a while, I put the link to come on is out in on several of the email lists, and it's in the daily community, right? It's near the top of the daily community email that goes out every late every night for the next day. Let's put it that way. I want to get started. I'm just looking to see we have. I didn't magnify this quite enough.
15.
Now we're up.
16.
We have 15.
16 now.
Now we're up to 16. Somebody, welcome.
We have 16, but you've minus you, me, and Larry, so you have 13.
Well, as I was going to say, anybody can, you know me and my exceptions to rules. If either one of you want to jump in with an answer, you're welcome to. Since we're at this level, I'm thinking, do we want to try to break down into teams or do we want to go individually?
I think you should do just individual.
I think individual is much easier to do. And Jane Tolino, your hand is raised. Did you have a question?
She raised it the minute she came into the room.
I just wanted to make sure you told us what to do. This is the only time I'll take bossing around, so give it to me. I don't know how to do it. So I'll shut my mouth and put my hand down and listen.
I got your hand, Jane.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, what we are going to do, okay, I have to confess. I have two bites left of my popsicle that's going to drip on my fingers if I don't eat it. So pardon my rudeness while we're doing this, while we're getting started. Now, if everybody recalls, there are six subjects. Let me just go over here to my CCTV where we have all of the cards for tonight. And we have, I'm going to drop them. There we go. Six subjects. And you choose what subject you want your question in. The options are TV, stage and screen, nightly news, publications, life and times, and RPM, which is music. So we will get started as soon as I get this to work better. There, I think that'll work. Okay, there we are. Now I think I'm finally set up here a little better than I was to begin with. There we are. So, Jane, since we spoke with you already, you can be first tonight in choosing which one of these topics.
If you don't know
the answer,
okay,
to the question, mm-hmm, then we'll throw it open to anyone to answer it by raising their hand.
What was the first category?
Excuse me, TV.
And I want the last one, music.
Music? Okay. Now I'm going to have a coughing fit. Who wrote the lyrics to... Oh, okay. I'm looking at this thing. Who wrote the lyrics to Burt Bacharach's The World Needs... What the World Needs Now. I'm sorry. Who wrote the lyrics to Burt Bacharach's What the World Needs Now?
Well, I wish I had, but I'm going to throw it open to you all. I don't know.
Anybody else want to take a shot at it?
Yes.
Who's first? Go, Bert.
I don't know if my hand's up. But I think it was Hal David.
I think it was, too.
They were a long-running duo together and wrote and did lots of songs and lyrics.
Yeah. A good song.
And the answer, I could read much better if the card were right side up, is Hal David.
Good job.
Yay for
good. Good job. All right.
Okay, Miss Jane, I'm going to mute you.
Can I come back in on any other time or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll go for the hour and see who gets the most correct. Let's see. Who's next on the list?
Ralph has his hand raised.
Okay. Ralph?
Television.
Television. Okay.
I've probably never heard of it, but we'll see.
Oh, I'm reading the answer instead of the question.
That'll be fine.
Who were the original? What were the names of the first name? Let me try this again. Who were the first names? What were the first names, really? Of the original My Three Sons?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I know two of them. Robbie and Chip, and I can't think of the other one. I can't think of number three.
Mike.
Okay, good job.
Very good. Whoever that was.
That's Kathy Farina. He wasn't on very long. He, went off to college or something, and then later on Ernie came in, but.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least Bobby and Chip were right, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they were right.
Yeah, they were the whole time.
They were the main ones, basically, the whole time, yeah.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Kathy, well, do you want to do it next, Kathy? Because we do have a hand
raised.
Go ahead, Kathy.
What subject do you want, Kathy?
Let's do Life and Times.
Life and Times. Okay. What? What? I swear sometimes they don't know how to use the English language correctly on these things. What country were letters addressed to, quote, Elvis, U.S. Army, delivered?
Germany?
Could be right.
It sounds like a good possibility.
He was in Germany.
I think you get it. It actually says West Germany.
Well, that's,
okay. that's yeah, Germany.
I think that's where he was assigned when he was in England.
Yeah, and yeah. We didn't have anybody in East Germany in those days.
Good job, Kathy. Good job.
Very good, Kathy.
Nora has her hand raised.
Okay, who?
Nora.
Nora.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
What topic would you like, Nora?
How about TV?
TV, okay. Let's get it right side up, Terry. What primetime pop show did The Who make their North American TV debut on?
Primetime? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what primetime pop show did The Who make their North American TV debut on?
I think it was, The Beatles? Oh, no, I mean, the Ed Sullivan Show.
Actually, no, it's not.
All right, well, Jane has her hand raised.
Jane?
Thank you.
Jane, you want to take a guess at that one?
And I thought it was Ed Sullivan also.
Anybody else have their hand raised?
All right, a Zoom user has their hand raised. I don't know if you have your hand raised to play or to answer the question.
It's Kevin Berkery sitting here in Colorado.
Kevin. Oh, hi, Kevin.
Hi. We had snow today.
What?
Welcome to Colorado. It was snowing outside. Anyway, I believe, since I've seen the clip, it was the Smothers Brothers.
Nope, it wasn't that either.
Nope, must have been the wrong clip.
They must have already debuted before that or something. Anybody else want to take a chance at it?
Was it Sonny and Cher?
Hang on, Eric's got his hand raised. Eric?
I take a chance at Dick Cabot Show.
Nope, and it wasn't Sonny and Cher either.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Were there any other
I think we're going to have to give up on
I'll say American Bandstand.
Okay, that's not it either.
Wow.
Shindig?
Who's that?
Who said Shindig?
Kevin.
Kevin, that's just what it is.
Wow.
That was a awesome.
Shindig.
Wow.
Good job.
Very good.
Well, at least it wasn't Lawrence Welk. Blowing him away.
Who?
I would think that's no.
That was a funny answer, though.
That was good. All right, who wants to play next?
Okay, who's next?
Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin, what subject? Earth to Kevin.
Kevin, your turn. We see you've been left.
Where'd he go?
No, he didn't leave. He's there.
Kevin.
Kevin,
no checking with the Lady A and with either one of your Lady A's. No checking with artists and no checking with Lady A.
Well, I guess he doesn't want to play. He's not unmuting.
Okay.
All right, then.
Who wants to play next? Oh, come on. We got people in here. Y'all know how to play. It's fun.
Come on. Whoever wants to play, raise your, take a turn. Raise your hand.
Eric.
Eric. Okay. Eric, what subject?
RPN. I'll try that.
RPM. Okay. Yeah. They say this. This apparently came out.
Hello, everybody.
Hang on, Charlie.
Who's the lead singer for Blondie?
Oh, I heard the songs, but I can't remember who's the lead singer, though. I'll pass.
Anybody else have any ideas?
I heard the songs, though.
Hang on.
Who is the lead singer?
Debbie Harry.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Who is that?
Yeah, it was Jane. Oh, Julie. Okay.
Yeah.
Julie, very good. Julie, what category would you like?
I want to try geography.
You want to try what?
I remember geography.
Do you have geography as a...
We don't have geography. Okay. We have publications and life and times.
I'll take life and times.
Okay. What 22-year-old New York City socialite married the crown prince of SIKKIM in 1963 to become, quote, the consort of the deities?
I don't know that one.
I don't even know how to pronounce it.
I think I know, but I'm not sure.
Well, give it a try.
I think it's Grace Kelly.
No. I don't think so.
Somebody else? Ralph, do you want to guess?
I have no idea.
Was Monaco. Grace Kelly was Monaco.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She was older than 22.
Would it be Lee Radiswell?
No.
Okay.
Anyone else have any thoughts on it?
Paige, good. You've got your hand raised. Do you want to play, or do you have an answer for this?
Are you sure that letter's a K? That doesn't sound...
I know.
None of it sounded right to me.
Okay. Well, then you'll be next. So...
All right, let's just call it quits on this one, because I never heard of the answer either. Hope Cook.
Who?
Hope Cook.
Yikes.
Okay.
She was some New York City socialite, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, well, look at her. All right, Miss Paige.
All right, Paige.
I want to take TV show.
I'm sorry?
TV.
TV show.
Okay, yeah. I think we used the one on this one already. Let me check. Yeah, that was the hoop. Well, let me get another card out here. And I'll see what this one is. Why do I have these upside down? There we go. All right, TV. What show... offered the musical introduction while Kathy adores a minuet, the ballet Russe and Crepe Suzette.
I don't know. Anybody have an answer to it?
Yes.
Well, Larry knows. Larry knows because he's got his hand raised.
It was the Patty Duke
Larry,
show.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, the Patty Duke show.
I loved that show.
It was a great show.
I did too.
Very clever.
I watched it all the time. In my younger days. All right. Who wants to play next? Raise your hand.
Okay.
Actually, Larry should be the one.
Oh, Larry. Yeah, next.
There you go.
Okay. RPM.
All right. How many women were how many women were among the platters?
Huh. Oh my gosh. Hope this is not a trick question, but I think it's one.
You're good. You are good.
Because I knew that there were at least three, I think two or three guys. So I had to just remember the sound. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know there were any women.
That's it. I didn't either. Oh, very cool. You want another one?
Who's next? All right, Nora wants to play again.
Okay, Nora.
What?
What subject?
What's the topic? Okay, Life and Times.
Life and Times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, claimed. I'm reading it as change. That's my mistake. What gasoline claimed in ads? Happiness is a quick starting car.
Okay, I think there's gasoline. What gasoline? I think it's petroleum. No, not petroleum. I'm wrong. I think it's what type of gas?
And what gas company?
Oh yeah. It would be gas company. That would be not sure. Chevron?
No.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Eric?
Sunoco?
No.
Mexico?
No.
Phillips 66?
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
It's by me.
Exxon?
I'm sorry.
Kevin?
Exxon?
What did you say?
Exxon. She said Exxon.
Exxon. Well, Exxon is kind of the answer. But remember, we're talking back in the baby boomer days.
Oh, mobile.
No. What was Exxon?
Kevin's got his hand raised.
Okay.
Standard?
No. But remember what Exxon was before it was Exxon.
Esso?
Yes.
Oh, I saw. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Matthew's got his hand raised.
Who does?
Matthew.
I was going to answer the question. Hi.
Then you're going to play.
No.
Okay. Come on.
Your time to play.
Go ahead. TV, I guess.
TV.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I need to get the next card because we already used that one. Okay. What network was the Ed Sullivan? I'm sorry. Yeah. What network was the Ed Sullivan show on?
CBS?
I think so.
That's right. This, it should be right.
Trying to turn the card over and it doesn't want to go. Yes.
Good job, Matthew.
Very good.
Good job.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, Mr. Ralph. Ralph got his hand raised.
Go for it, Ralph.
All right, stage and screen. Let's see what that brings.
Okay. Let's see what that one says. Let's see if I even have heard of it. What What satirist put in an appearance at... Why is my TV thing... What satirist put in an appearance at Woodstock?
Beats me. I don't have a clue.
I've heard that question before, and I don't remember the answer.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Anybody else? Anyone have a guess?
Apparently not.
Ravi Shankar.
Ravi Shankar right. was a satirist?
I know. That kind of threw me, too, a little bit.
I don't know. I've heard that question. I just don't remember where. But.
Are you talking about a sitar?
A sitar. Yeah, a sitar, yes. He played the sitar.
Yeah, I do too. He played the sitar. Yeah, he played the sitar.
So he was a sitarist. No.
I think their monitor was off by one letter. Let me go back and look.
That's exactly what it is. It's my mistake. Ralph, I'm going to give you, you get another
now
question.
Now you have to have another turn.
Okay, stage and screen. Let's still try that.
Okay. That was my mistake. I just automatically thought it said satirist.
All right.
I knew it didn't sound. It sounded strange to me, but. Okay. This stage and screen is what rock and roll was dubbed the killer?
Jerry Lee Lewis.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. Question is, why is that under stage and screen instead of RPM?
I don't know. I guess, who knows? Quien sabe.
So, Terry, you might want to just run through the categories again for anybody that has joined us.
Okay, for anyone that's joined us. Mm-hmm. Our categories are TV, stage and screen, nightly news, publications, Life and Times, and RPM, which is actually there's a baby boomer trivia question for people. What does RPM mean? All right, Kevin, you got your hand raised.
Revolutions per minute.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Revolutions per minute.
Oh, revolutions. Minute. I thought you said revelations.
No. Revolutions, you know, around the circle.
Revelations came after the revolution.
All right, Mr. Kevin, you are up.
Kevin. Earth to Kevin.
Yeah, as long as we're on RPM, let's try that.
Okay, let me get another one out. And RPM. What album did the Beatles thank? What? Oh, I know it. What? No, I don't admit. What album did the Beatles thank Madame Trousseau's for helping out on the cover for? I'll try it, and let's see if I can get it all in less than a minute and a half. What album did the Beatles thank Madame Trousseau's for helping out on the cover?
Well, you got one I don't know, but I'll throw out Revolver.
That's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of, actually, I was thinking of a different one. Anybody else?
Marcy, you got your hand raised. Do you know the answer?
Is it Sergeant Pepper's?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Where's Judy when I need her? That's what I said. Where is Judy? She's the Beatles fan.
Good job, though. All right, Marcy, you're up.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea about these questions. That is the only one I knew so far. Let's do publications.
Publications. Okay. Let me get back over to that. One, two, three. There it is. Who published a 1976 collection of photographs titled, quote, Linda's Pictures?
Oh, my gosh. Let me guess. Paul McCartney? I have no
I'm sorry?
Idea. Paul McCartney.
Well, that sounds like a good possibility. Let me turn it over and check. You know, you're very close.
All right. I'll
anyone else?
Someone else.
I might even consider giving it to you if no one else knows the
it's
answer.
It's okay. Like I said, I don't know any of these except this one. So...
anybody else have want to take a jump at it? It's actually Linda McCartney.
Oh, you should get it.
So I think you got it.
Thank you.
Why don't you do another one?
Linda McCartney did that one.
Yeah.
She published that book?
Yeah, Linda McCartney actually published it of her photographs. Yeah. I know. I figured it was that Paul did it after she passed.
Interesting. Paige has her hand raised.
Okay, Paige.
Oh, Paige.
What's
okay, RPM.
RPM. Did we do it on this one yet? I don't think so. Oh, yeah, no, we did that one already. Hold on a second. That was Madame Trousseau. RPM. There it is. What was the name of the Beach Boys' first album?
I have no idea. I heard of the band. I cannot place the name of the album. Anybody there know?
Is it Pet Sounds?
Is it what?
Pet Sounds?
No. This is the Beach Boys' first album.
I know. I think they were the ones that did Pet Sounds.
I don't remember that. Are you saying pet like P-E-T?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember
an
that. I thought I knew just about every Beach Boys that ever came down.
Old album.
I don't have a clue.
All right, Nora, you got your hand raised. Do you know the answer?
Yeah, I think hey, with a monkey.
No, that's the Monkees. That's not the Beach Boys, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot. Okay.
Yeah, no, this is what's the name of the Beach Boys' first album?
Oh, I don't know. Not in fact, that.
All right.
Marcy,
anybody?
Do you know?
I'm going to guess. The Beach Boys are always singing about surfing and safari, so surf and safari.
Yes, it is.
Good job.
Good job.
Good.
Yeah. Give her another question.
No more questions. I'll raise my hand if I know.
Oh, come on. Be a sport.
Yeah, come on.
All right, let's see, their TV publications.
TV, stage RPM. And screen, nightly news, publications, Life and Times, and RPM.
Let's do Life and Times.
Life and Times.
Okay. I know nothing about nothing.
What was Lyndon Johnson's favorite scotch?
See? Okay. I'll leave somebody else.
I'll give you a hint. It wasn't butterscotch.
Go ahead. Anybody who knows, please let me know.
Is it Jameson?
Jameson's an Irish whiskey.
Oh, that's right. Must be Chivas then. Eric, do you have a guess?
Scotch whiskey?
No, scotch and whiskey are different.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Was it Lafroig?
I'm sorry?
Was it Lafroig?
No.
So, okay.
About J&B?
No.
Is it Chivas Regal?
No.
Wow, okay. I don't know.
What was Regal about about LBJ?
Well, I'm just throwing out.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Yes. Anybody else want to take a guess at that one?
Guess not.
I guess not. Cutty Sark.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, goodness. Sheila, how about you?
Oh, my goodness. Let's try Nightly News.
Yeah, no one has done that.
Nobody has done that. So,
there you go.
And I know I won't get it right, but it's okay.
Oh, you might.
Yeah, you might. What? Okay, it wasn't who I thought it was, but I do know who it was. What folk singer died on October 3rd, 1967, at the age of 55.
Janis Joplin?
I don't think she was ever anything close to that old.
No.
I don't know.
Anybody else want to go for it?
I'll guess Arlo Guthrie.
Arlo's still alive, I think.
Is he? Okay, well, hey.
Well, he's probably not Jimi Hendrix either.
They wasn't a folk singer.
I think
he's a folk singer, right?
Is it Peter, Paul, and Mary thing or not?
No, it's not any of them.
Is it Pete Seeger?
No, Pete Seeger only died a few years ago here in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
I think she inadvertently said it. I think it was Woody Guthrie.
That's it. It was
Woody Guthrie.
Was that his father, Arlo's father?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Well, one of those Guthries.
There you go.
All right, Kathy, you're up.
Okay. Let's do Nightly News.
Okay.
Paisley, you'll be up next year.
Nightly News. There it is. What U.S. president's wife? What? Wait a minute. What U.S. president's wife? Oh, underwent. I thought it said underwear. Underwent a mastectomy.
Was it Betty Ford?
Yes.
I think it was, too.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Betty Ford. The question technically was what U.S. president's wife, so the answer was Gerald Ford. And I'm I don't think he went ahead and underwent a mastectomy.
But his wife did.
That's right.
All right. Hazel has her hand raised, so maybe Hazel wants to play.
Hazel, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What subject would you like?
Oh, how about, let's see, what was it that there was?
There's TV. Stage and Screen, Nightly News, Publications or Publishing, Life and Times, and RPM, which is music.
How about Life and Times?
Life and Times, okay. What kind of... Excuse me. What kind of scarf did Jacqueline Kennedy... What kind of... Oh, I see. I ran out of line there. I love being impartial. What kind of skirt did Jacqueline Kennedy sport for the first time in 1964?
I don't believe she wore mini skirts. So, oh, for the first, let's see.
Actually, you should believe it.
She
yeah,
did?
That's what I was going to say. That's probably yeah. exactly what it was.
She did? Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, in 64. I was wearing mini skirts in 64.
I didn't think that Kennedy would have done that.
All right, Michelle's got her hand raised, so I think Michelle wants to play.
Okay, hi, Michelle.
Hi, Terry. I'll try stage and screen.
Stage and screen. Let's see. One here. What Broadway musical featured the song Can't a Woman Be... What? Oh, Can't a Woman Be More Like a Man?
Why can't a woman be more like a man?
It wasn't, I don't think the why was on it. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, why can't a woman be more like a man?
Well, it's a wild guess. My Fair Lady, I doubt it.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Why can't a woman be
more like a man?
Good. Way to go.
Why can't a woman be more like a man?
What's really funny, what's a real coincidence about it, is late last night, Frank and I were sitting in the kitchen, and I said, well, I was trying to remember, was it My Fair Lady that On the Street Where You Lived mm-hmm. was from?
Yes.
And so we had the Lady A play the entire My Fair Lady.
Oh, okay.
I just listened to it last night for the first time in years.
And I just watched it maybe a month ago or so, and not all of it, but it was the Wouldn't It Be Lovely, and that was a wonderful song. But it just came to me that maybe because she was opposite. But anyway, thank you.
That's very good,
thank
Michelle.
You. Would you like good another question?
Yeah.
Sure, if no one else is waiting. And then I'd like to try
no
RPM.
Hands right now. No
sorry.
Hands right now.
I'd like to try music RPM just for the heck of it.
Yeah, RPM.
We don't have any hands, Terry, so she's good.
Why do I keep coming back to that Madame Trousseau question?
That's very Sergeant French of you.
Oh, goodness. Who busted the charts with How Much Is... Oh, is How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Mm-hmm. I should know this because Abby sung it. I'm probably old enough. Let's see. Can I phone
a
friend?
If you're lucky, I won't start singing it.
No, just I was gonna say we'll phone a friend, but I'll pass because I just can't think. I know I should throw out anything.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that I know, but Larry's got his hand raised, so go ahead, Larry.
Patty Page.
Yep.
You got it.
Exactly. There you go. Yep. See, I knew
All
that.
All right, then now it's Larry's turn.
Oh, there you go.
Oh shoot. I was thinking about a specific stage and screen. Let's do that.
Okay. Did I do this one yet? I don't think so. What, 1958? Jane Mansfield. Epic. Did Jerry Lee Lewis sing the title song for?
Well, they.
The name of the song was I Don't Know. Actually, that's not true. I don't know.
Kevin's got his hand raised. Maybe Kevin knows.
The girl can't help it.
Nope. That's why I didn't know.
Nope.
Cool.
I don't have a clue.
Can you repeat this question?
This was stage and screen, right? Yeah.
Was he correct, Terry?
No.
Oh, good.
What 1958 Jane Mansfield epic did Jerry Lee Lewis sing the title song for?
So this is a stage and screen answer.
Yes.
Anybody know? No hands. So.
I don't.
Somebody say I don't or I know.
Nobody.
No, I said I don't know.
No.
Oh, okay. It was actually...
Kevin, go ahead.
Go for it, Kevin.
The only thing I could think of is High School Confidential.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, one for
two. Very good, Kevin.
What was the song, right, though? Was the song High School Confidential, or did what was the...
I don't know.
I've never heard of the play. Or never heard of it, so don't know.
I wasn't a big Jane Mansfield fan.
Yeah, me either.
Kevin, how about another question? What topic this time, Kevin? Kevin, where'd you go?
I'm still here. I'm thinking.
I'm sorry.
Stage and screen. Why don't we try that again?
Okay. Why don't we get my fingers to work to take them apart? Stage and screen. What Elizabeth Taylor? What Elizabeth Taylor flick did Tower? Something's not coming off right here for me. Hold on. I'm sorry, folks. What Elizabeth Taylor flick did 20th Century Fox take out $2.5 million of on? They don't say of insurance, it is insurance. I've got this thing up too high, that's what's wrong. What Elizabeth Taylor flick did 20th Century Fox take out $2.5 million of insurance on?
I haven't got a clue. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof?
That was my guess.
All right. Well, we've got a couple hands, so maybe somebody.
Okay. Who's next?
Julie?
Cleopatra?
Yes. Very good, Julie.
Wow.
Oh, good job.
Very good.
Good job.
I was going to say giant, but I would have been wrong.
All right, Julie, you're up.
Julie, you're up.
I want to try publications.
Okay. What space program did Norman Mailer Let's get it all on the screen, Terry. What stage, what space program did Norman Mailer write about in A Fire on the Moon?
Oh, boy. I don't know that one. I could say, only thing I can think of is the Gemini, but that doesn't make sense. Gemini program.
Anybody else?
Nora, do you know?
Apollo.
No, Apollo.
Project Apollo, yes.
But.
Okay. You. Ralph.
All right. Let's do publications. I'll find something else I don't know.
Publication.
We have 9 minutes, Terry.
Oh, okay, thanks. What's my line? Oh, I get it. I was trying to figure out why there were two what's there. What's my line analyst was granted an interview with Jack Ruby. Really?
Yeah. Bennett Cerf. I have no idea.
All right. We got Michelle.
Dorothy Kilgallen.
Yes. Very
good job.
I love that show.
Wow.
That was a good show. I liked it too.
It was.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was great.
It was.
All right, Michelle, you're up.
She talks about
picture
it.
Her, I just can't picture her interviewing Jack Ruby.
She talks about it in her book.
Wow. Oh, she, yeah. Really?
It's on BART, I believe.
Wow, okay. Really?
Oh. All right, Ralph, find the book. Let me know. You're my book person.
He'll be on BARD before the night's out.
Exactly. I want to hear about that one. All right, Michelle, you're up.
I'll do TV. It's been a while since we had one of them.
TV, okay. Oh, that's the answer. Wait a minute. How much money was it worth to say the secret word on You Bet Your Life?
Trying to remember the host of that.
Groucho Marx was the host.
It was Groucho Marx.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the question is, how much money was the prize?
No, how much money did you get if you said the secret word?
Right, okay. I remember something came down. Let me think. I hope I'm not wrong. I'm going to say $100, but it was probably 50.
You're right.
It was $100.
It was $100.
Thank you.
Good job.
Very good.
And it was a duck that came down.
Yes.
All right, Nora has her hand raised again.
Who?
Nora.
Yeah, Nora.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much time have we got left?
We got about
6 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. But this, because I want to do one final question and let everyone go for it. But Nora, let's do yours first. What subject do you want this time, Nora?
About publications.
Publications. Okay. Oh, that's the one we just did. My mistake. Oh, no, don't tip over the 500 cards. Oh, no.
52-card pickup?
Yeah, that's my sentiment's exactly. Good job, Sheila. Good job.
All right, let's try this one. What Robin Moore bestseller became a way, Maybe somebody Wayne. A John Wayne, of course. John Wayne movie. What Robin Moore bestseller became a John Wayne movie? Think about the John Wayne movies.
I know Ralph is going to raise his hand.
Oh, no, he isn't, because he didn't know it.
I give up.
It's True Grit, isn't it?
That's what I thought it was going to be, too.
No, it wasn't True Grit.
Okay, hang on. We got a hand raised. Let me see who it is. Larry?
I didn't raise my hand.
Oh, I thought you did. Oh. Sorry. Kevin?
Could it have been The Searchers?
No.
That's a good guess, though.
Kathy?
Would it be The Quiet Man?
No.
Another good guess.
That is a good guess, but it's not the one. Yeah, I could start singing for you, but you'd all hang up 5 minutes before you
the
need
Yellow
to.
The Yellow Rose of Texas or something?
No.
Eric?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. We could have made this the last song, the last one. I'll give you a hint. The theme song from it starts "Fighting Soldiers from the Sky."
Oh, the Green Berets.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a book.
I didn't either. I know, and I thought it was. The song was done by. A sergeant, I can't remember his name now, was someone in the military.
All right, well, we've got 3 minutes, Miss Terry.
Okay, folks, this has been fun. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. Sorry that I was a little on the slow side with it.
It's all good.
But it was a lot of fun doing this with all of you. And I just want to let you know, I want to thank Sheila and Larry again and all of you for participating because this has been a fun night. Next Friday night, I'm going to have Leslie.
Spoon,
thank you. I'm saying Leslie Stahl. Leslie Spoon is going to be on to talk about the summer auction, and the one that's not listed in the that will not be listed in the community one because I didn't confirm it until it was too late is our Queen of Convention is Jenna Tickleman will be on with me as well, so we're going to be talking everything from. May right on through into the 1st of August next Friday night. And I thank you all for being with us tonight. Take care. Have a good week and blessings to all of you.
This is not a public service announcement. This is a 1 minute mystery.
In the 1940s, a deaf and mute man wanted to take a train from Chicago to Detroit. His plan was to do a little shopping and return to Chicago later the same day. He looked up above the ticket counter and read the sign that said, Chicago to Detroit, 50 cents. Return trip, $1. Without communicating in any way, the man put a dollar on the ticket counter, and the clerk automatically gave him a return trip ticket. How did the clerk know the man wanted a two-way ticket?
And here's the solution to our mystery.
The man laid 4 quarters on the counter.
And now back to our regular programming.